So now let's talk about sales. Sales is the third key performance area, and like marketing, it is one of the most difficult ones to master. Before we talk about what sales is, let's talk about the difference between sales and marketing. When I talk about sales, I'm primarily talking about direct or person-to-person sales, where you have one person or a team of people engaging with real-time, face-to-face or over the phone, with their prospects and their potential customers. Now, there are a lot of automated sales systems out there, like catalogs and direct response systems of all kinds and the internet. An automated sales system, to me, is a system by which your prospects can become your customers without human intervention. But in this internet age, we are seeing a blend between the two. Many automated sales systems are also having a direct sales or a person-to-person component with it. For example, when you go on the internet these days and you hover over a website, some of them will immediately invite you to a live chat session with a service representative. When people are doing internet marketing, they will oftentimes have a sales force, an in-house sales force, call up the people who have opened up the last three or four emails. So we're seeing a merge in between automated sales systems and face-to-face or human intervention sales systems in the world today. Some people talk about business development, which to me is right in between sales and marketing. It's about taking the first step in sales, which is building great relationships. But what I find with people who consider themselves to be business development professionals is that they're really not salesmen. They're not focused on closing deals. They're only focused on building relationships. And while they can be extremely valuable for your company, you gotta have people at your company who know how to sell and who love to sell. So what is sales? To me, the first step in sales is building relationships of trust. Then we come into lead generation and opportunity discovery. Then opportunity qualification, opportunity development, and gaining agreement, submitting a proposal and gaining agreement, and getting results. Imagine for a minute that you have an excellent sales organization at your company. You are eager to have sales conversations. There are plenty of prospects, and they are all eager to talk to you. You close deals frequently and easily. You have very few issues with your clients, and they keep buying more and more and more of your products and services. On the other hand, if you're running a company that's bad at sales, you hate the idea of selling. You avoid your prospects, and they avoid you. You are clumsy on every sales call, and you don't know what you're doing. You are ad-libbing and just making it up as you go. You rarely sell anything, if at all, and then you go bankrupt and you close your doors. And I'm not kidding. If you don't sell, you don't survive. We're going to talk about four great things that you must do to be excellent in sales. Number one is enjoy selling. Number two is meeting your sales activity goals and making quota. Number three is implementing systems to track your efforts and your results. And number four is focusing on being a consummate sales professional. Now, we're going to go through each one of these individually, and I'm going to give you a lot of great ideas. And again, you're not going to be able to implement all of these ideas right now today. So just listen for one or two things that you can do right now, and then in a few weeks or a couple of months, listen again and come up with more great ideas that you can use. And above all, don't beat yourself up. I really want you to feel good about the education that you're getting and the progress that you're making. So let's talk about sales.